We decided to come together because we've been seeing a lot of things in the media lately, and we wanted to tell you that we are sending today a letter to the Commissioner Selig, to make it pretty clear that Oakland wants the A's, that we have two sites for the A's that are viable and that can be delivered by 2014, that we want them to stay. And so this week, the city council approved some deal points. We'll be making those public over the next few weeks. So we wanted to bring together the city family. Myself as the mayor, the leader of the city council, and other members of the city council, and Mr. Blackwell, who is leading a lot of our economic development and our planning for big projects, and one of the leaders of the Let's Go Oakland grouping, a group of business leaders who have come together to guarantee use of a new stadium with Mr. Boxer. So the letter that we're sending to Major League Baseball will reiterate our commitments on two proposals, and I want to remind you what those are. Victory Court, which is a downtown site with the Let's Go A's study, and we're going to be doing our own economic study. That would bring about 2 million people each year to downtown Oakland, which would help both Jack London and the downtown and the Chinatown area. It is the typical new downtown stadium. We also believe, as some of you know, that we've put out an RFP for the Coliseum area, that we are asking developers and planners to help us design a new Coliseum area that will be a potential convention and entertainment, shopping, and perhaps even housing, a regional destination very similar to LA Alive and very different from what we have there now with the airport connector that could clearly be a secondary convention center. And so we think we have two of the most exciting prospects, one of which we completely can own and can start development on almost immediately. The other one, which the city owns a large part of it, and we also think that we can deliver that by 2014 with a completion of a station in 2016. Both of them are among the best transportation sites in the Bay Area. A lot of mass transportation in the center of the Bay Area's population center and with a proven fan base. We want to make it absolutely clear that we want to save and keep all three teams in Oakland. So we've been, particularly in the Coliseum site, been talking both to the Raiders and to the Warriors, and that we are working as hard as we can to make sure that Oakland remains the home of major sports entities. I met with the chamber yesterday. We're going to try to expand Let's Go Oakland from baseball to also include the Warriors and to include the Raiders. And so that's why we're here today. I'm going to turn this over quickly to Mr. Blackwell, who will be sending out the more detailed letter, and then we'll have the president of the council, and lastly, we'll have Doug Boxer.
Thank you, Mayor Kwan. Just to reiterate, I think all of you have seen in the media recently statements from the Oakland A's, from other baseball owners, and even leaders of other jurisdictions basically saying that Oakland does not have a viable alternative to San Jose. I think one of the things that we want to make perfectly clear today is that those are misstatements and not true. We have not only one, but two, what we think are not only viable sites, but superior sites. As the mayor said, one of those is Victory Court, and the other is the existing site at the Coliseum. The Victory Court site is one that I think everybody is familiar with. It's been before the Planning Commission, and I think it's been the subject of conversation before. We think it is a fabulous site that is consistent not only with the notion of providing a new facility, but also bringing revitalization to and redevelopment to Oakland's waterfront. So this is not only about sports franchises and facilities, it's about the revitalization of our city, and I think it's consistent with the model that we have seen around the country in terms of ballparks in places like Baltimore and San Diego, which have use those as important redevelopment opportunities for the cities that they're in. And so wanted to make it perfectly clear that not only do we think it's a viable site, we think we also have the capacity to financially deliver what we need to deliver in order to make that happen. And we also think that we have a timeline that is consistent with baseball's needs, which would be something available for opening day 2016. And so the Victory Court site is one that we think we can pull off. We are waiting for the opportunity to get to the table, frankly, with the A's and Major League Baseball in order to really move that stuff forward. The second thing that I want to reiterate, though, is that we have an existing site where we actually own the land already and where the infrastructure costs are actually substantially lower than the Victory Court site at the Coliseum. There, we have just released an RFP for, as the mayor said, planning and EIR development for that site. We envision not only, again, sports facilities there, but that being supplemented by entertainment uses and hospitality. And we think, again, that that is consistent with what we have seen in the field in terms of aligning sports facilities with other types of entertainment uses. We think that when you combine that with the transportation infrastructure that we have at that site, that it becomes probably one of the more attractive sites in the country. The RFP is closed now. We have six respondents to that RFP, and we will be interviewing them all. And I can't go into detail about everybody that's included in that, but I want to reiterate with this group that we have experienced interest from very serious planners, large-scale developers, people who have managed, developed, and run sports facilities in the past, and all of them indicate that there would be private financing available for the kind of project we're talking about. So, again, we think we have two viable sites that are attractive, that are financeable, and that are deliverable on a time frame that I think works for all of the franchises that we're working with right now. So I just wanted to make sure that that was perfectly clear.
Thank you.
Well, there's very little that I can add than what the mayor and what Fred said. This isn't a tremendous opportunity for us to put together this plan that keeps all our sports franchises here in the city of Oakland. We're talking about the Oakland A's right now because pretty soon Major League Baseball is going to be making their announcements fairly soon. I just want to express my personal thanks to Councilmember Jane Bruner, who couldn't be with us today, and former Mayor Ron Dellums. They wrote the letter to Major League Baseball to keep us in the game. And we've spent a year and a half meeting with Major League Baseball, three-member committee, to lay out our plan. They have, in fact, evaluated both sites, the Victory Court site as well as the Coliseum site. As both Fred and the mayor said, we think there are two great sites that we can present to Major League Baseball in our efforts to keep the A's here in the city of Oakland. I'm really excited about us stepping out forward because we had said to Major League Baseball we weren't going to have the discussion in the public, as San Jose was doing, that we would work with the three-member committee until we got to a point where we are today, sending a letter to Major League Baseball indicating that we could, in fact, make the deadline that they've established in our efforts to keep the Oakland A's. The history of the Oakland A's is in this city. It's not in San Jose. It won't be in San Jose. It won't be in other cities that the A's played in prior to moving here to the city of Oakland. But the history of that organization is here in this city. This is where they need to stay, and we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that they stay. I want to acknowledge my colleague, the Vice Mayor, who sits on the Joint Powers Authority, Chris Dobbins, who's here, who serves on the Joint Powers Authority as one of the private citizens, even though he's an elected official, as a private citizen that's appointed by the members of the county leadership elected officials to serve on the Joint Powers Authority. And we certainly are going to need the support of both the Vice Mayor and the other members of the Joint Powers Authority, as well as our partners, the county, if we're going to be successful in retaining the A's here in our city. Again, this is their home. This is where they need to be at. And we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that they stay here in the city of Oakland. So thank you very much.
We also want to acknowledge that we have Council Member Schaff. And it is true, Ms. Bruner, who's been critical, is in San Francisco working, could not be here. So our last speaker is Doug Boxer, representing the community.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council President Reed. It's a pleasure to be here here today. Just to reiterate the fact that you've heard that we have the political support to keep the A's here in Oakland. You've heard that we have the financial capacity to deliver that deal. I'm here to tell you that we have the corporate and the community support as well. And that's evidenced by the effort that Let's Go Oakland has put in over the course of the last 2.5 years. We're here to support fully the city's effort to keep the A's playing baseball right where they belong, in the city of Oakland, where they've achieved such great success over the years, and given this community hope when hope is sometimes hard to find. We have demonstrated that corporate support and community support to Major League Baseball and the committee. We generated about $500,000 worth of deposits for luxury suites and corporate naming rights for a new waterfront ballpark, state-of-the-art. That ballpark, we also commissioned an economic study, and Ms. Piper has copies of the press release we did last April, which announced the results of that economic study, which demonstrate that the ballpark along the waterfront will increase property values around that area by $4 billion if there is a ballpark versus where there would not be one, which will generate tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, quite frankly, to the city of Oakland through its redevelopment agency and also through, as the mayor said, 2 million, we'd like to think maybe close to 3 million people, would come to waterfront. Good idea. To close to 3 million people coming to a ballpark along a waterfront who would spend money there on restaurants and bars and retail, which will all inure to the benefit of Oakland's general fund. So we are here for the long haul. We're not going anywhere. Our group of community, business, labor support will be here to support this effort, and we look forward to opening that ballpark, hopefully opening day 2016. Doug Boxer, co-founder of Let's Go Oakland. Thank you.
So let me just do a quick summary before Sue monitors the questions. So this is, we want to make it very clear. Oakland has two sites that have political support, that are financially viable, and we have a strong group of business leaders and fans who are ready to buy those new luxury seats. We think we're the only city that can open a new stadium by 2016. So we're ready to negotiate. We put out our we're putting out our term principles. We want Major League Baseball to formally enter in negotiations with us. We can get this done this spring. Thank you. So,
okay. So I ask that you give your name and your where you're from, and I'll start with you.
I'm going to start and I'll have Fred add. The reality is that we've been looking at the major opportunities to redevelop Oakland in general. This is really Oakland's time, our central location. The waterfront has more and more things happening on it. The baseball stadium would be perfect for that. But at the same time, we've been looking at the Coliseum area. It is one of the largest areas in the United States in a major city for major redevelopment. It, with the new airport connector, it will have a critical role in possibly becoming also a secondary convention center and airport convention center. We have a lot of internal flights in the state of California. We have convention needs. We don't have large hotels. So that combination of taking hotels, taking possibly retail, even housing, together with other entertainment venues in what is a very, very, very large site now of hundreds of acres, if you include not just the Coliseum area, but the additional spaces that the redevelopment agencies bought and the area controlled by the port across the freeway. It is something that we have to move forward to move the city forward anyhow. The waterfront we're already working on aggressively to redevelop. So the teams are just part of that.
And I want to just
and
add something.
District,
yeah, it's my district, and you know we've been working on this whole vision around the Coliseum. I always tell people, you've got three incredible sports franchises, and we've been interacting with all three of them. And for a long time, I clearly understand that if we didn't change that area around there, there's potential that we could, in fact, lose all three sports franchises. But I don't think there's any other place in this country that almost every single mode of transportation come into that Coliseum area. And with that piece down at Jack London Square, Victory Court, I mean, these are some of the most incredible sites to have sports venues in, where you have these hotels, where you have conference centers. Right now, we have a conference center downtown Oakland, 75,000 square foot. So if you're talking about a conference center of 150 to 200,000 square foot, that now you can start capturing those conferences that are skipping over Oakland, going to Santa Clara, going to San Jose, with 400, 500 room plus hotels. I mean, you've got the perfect venue to do all the things that all the sport teams would like to have done around these sports complex. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I can remember Lou Wolf, when I met with him, gave him the preliminary plan of this vision. What he did was took the vision that we showed him and came back and put together a plan that at that time encompassed everything from 66 going north, down to High Street, where you've got houses, homes, you've got retail. And then that same plan he took and put it together to go to look at Fremont and to San Jose, because he understand what we were trying to do. But for some reason, he chose to want to go to San Jose and not do it here in the city of Oakland. Well, we're hoping that Major League Baseball understand this vision, and certainly we hope that they will say, Oakland has two sites, and Lou Wolf, you need to stay here in the city of Oakland because the history of your team is here in this city. But that vision is incredible.
No, actually, it was more on the timing. I've been meeting with I've only been mayor 11 months, but this is one of my top priorities to get particularly the Coliseum plan going. And it took us a while to get a new economic director, but we've been moving as quickly as I can. I've been talking to investors in Asia and EB-5 investors, and this has clearly been one of my top priorities. So I've met with the new owners of the Warriors as soon as they bought the team. We've been keeping in touch. They actually contacted me last week to let me know that San Francisco is going to contact them. They've been pretty excited about the Coliseum ideas, but like any CEOs, you have to look at all of your options. I'm convinced that the Coliseum City is going to be the most exciting option for all of the teams.
Sure. I mean, I think one of the great things about where we are right now is that I think the expectation that used to be around for sports franchises, that cities would pick up the tab for all the things that you just mentioned, has gone away. I think that for the most part, they realize the economic times that we're in. They, like you all, are able to read about the fact that we do not have the ability to just throw money at sports franchises to allow them to stay. At the same time, we do have the ability through redevelopment and our bonding capacity to provide for financing for infrastructure, to bond for the kind of parking that's necessary. We have been quietly at the Coliseum City site acquiring properties around the Coliseum to enlarge the footprint there and create the opportunity for to increase parking capacity that would be needed in a situation like this. And the final point that I would make is that what's important about Coliseum City is that it combines a sports facility with more commercial, more entertainment, and more hospitality uses. And the reason why that is important is because those are the kinds of things that are financeable in the private market. And so we anticipate being able to substantially leverage private investment and debt in order to make that project move forward. Yeah, just I'm glad you raised that. Absolutely no general fund money will be set aside for any of these projects.
Okay, we'll take two more questions. Yes.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Schaaf, KGO Radio. Let me see if I can
We have an official name. When we were in China talking to investors, we coined that concept, because it's not right. What you have right now are two stadiums with nothing around them, right? And so we're looking at more of an LA Alive concept with hotels, retail, possibly housing also. Well, Ed will give you the details, but we don't think so at all. I think if you've watched how quickly we've moved on other projects, whether it was Lawrence Berkeley Lab, where we went from nowhere to a finalist, or if you look at the other things, that we're a much more nimble city. We totally control the Coliseum land, and there's a lot of investors, a lot of excitement about that. I know that you have a particular slant, but when I talk to the Giants, they basically say, we can keep the San Jose deal in court for 10 years. So the bottom line is San Jose in particular right now is allegedly in a fiscal crisis. It doesn't have a redevelopment district, even if we win in the courts. We have a pretty robust redevelopment district. We have a lot of interest because of the two locations of EB-5 investors and other investors. And more importantly, they are part of an overall economic development plan that's going to happen. This is really Oakland's time. Oakland's been underdeveloped. We're centrally located in one of the most prosperous, vibrant areas in the country. We have the best transportation. We have the best weather. We also have the best fans. So.
One more question.
No, it has not been completed, and as you know, the EIR process is one that requires substantial public input and comment, and so the reason why you haven't seen that is because we have not been aggressively moving forward with the EIR process. That being said, one of the things I think is important to know, and I hope this doesn't get too technical, is that at the Coliseum, sports facilities are in existing use. So there is no need to start from scratch with an environmental review process there. And we have already, as most of you know, been moving forward with the Oak Tonight project, which is already an entitled project there. So this would be an EIR process that at Victory Court would probably have to start close to from scratch, but that we think would move fairly rapidly. And so if we get the high sign from anybody in Major League Baseball that we're ready to go, we are actually poised to move forward, and we have a schedule that we think can meet their needs.
So thank you. We will, if you're interested, we will send you the link to the study that Doug Boxer's group has done, so that, because it's a 78-page report, and you can look at that. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Hey, guys. Thank you.